0010. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here and joining us for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to have some fun. We're going to play some trivia. I'm going to throw out a trivia question. And also, we are going to be talking with Ken Zvokal from AutoGeek.com, CycleGeek.net, and TruckGeek.com. And we are scheduled a little later on, hopefully, to talk with Rich Christensen, who is the creator and host of the very popular television show on the Speed Channel called Pinks. So if you're a fan of Pinks and would like to talk to the man himself, the arm-waving man named Rich Christensen. We will hopefully be joined with him a little later on in this hour, and if for whatever reason, I know Rich is busy doing some filming and he's in a rather remote area of the country where cell phones are a little bit funky. If we don't get him this week, we will definitely get him another week. But let's begin by throwing out a trivia question. We were talking about Italian vehicles in a previous hour here of the broadcast, so we'll throw out an Italian vehicle question. We'll throw out a question about a particular vehicle from Ferrari. Why don't we do that? Ferrari made the very famous vehicle. This was the best-selling Ferrari of all time. And surprise, surprise, this vehicle was utilized in the television show Magnum P.I. back way back when there in the whenever it was, 70s and 80s. This vehicle was built for a number of years. It was launched actually in model year 1975, and it had different engine configurations, different carburation configurations, but we're looking for the best-selling Ferrari to date. There are more of these Ferraris around than any other Ferrari. What was the Ferrari that Tom Selleck drove in Magnum P.I.? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Matt is standing by at network headquarters, ready, willing, and able to take your calls. Right now, we go to the man with a trio of websites, and he looks after my website, autoworldradio.com, as well as a another radio website we're developing. And let's all say hello to Ken Zvokal. Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How's it going?
Oh, not too bad. Hanging in there. Very busy as usual. How were things? I know you're very much involved with Little League Baseball and lots of sports activities with your family and coaching. How's that going for this season?
Oh, it's keeping me hopping, that's for sure. We're kind of winding down the regular season and just going to be slowing down a little bit here, which would be a welcome change.
Very good. And I would imagine just keeping all the websites straight must be quite a endeavor as well, as they have grown significantly, especially Auto Geek in the last few years.
Yeah, they have. It's really taken on a life of its own. And, you know, this time of year when it's, you know, cruising season, everyone's got their vehicles out and lots of stuff to post online, it really keeps us busy.
Let's talk a little bit about the number of car clubs that you have listed at AutoGeek.com. This is one of the hallmarks of your site along with the search engine. Tell us about the number of car clubs as well as the very unique search engine that you have built into the site.
Yeah, we have about, I would say between 2,500 and 3,000 clubs listed currently on the website. And we have them all indexed on there. So there's a search function that you can go in there and you can search for clubs, you know, of a particular type. If you're looking for a Camaro club or a Mustang club or anything along that lines, or a Ferrari club, you can search for it in the directory. Or if you're just looking for some clubs in your home state or home country, you can dig in there and start looking around. You'd be surprised at what you find. And then, you know, if you're a member of a club or you're starting a new club and you want to kind of put it out there so that people can find out about you, It's absolutely free to enter in your information, type it in, and we get it listed in our directory.
Very good. And the AutoGeek search engine, I know that's one of the reasons why the site was born. Basically, you guys put together a search engine that does a whole lot of filtering.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of the basis of the reason we even started the site was we were looking for some parts for some vehicles. We were doing some searches on the popular search engines of the time. We were getting not only the auto parts we were looking for, but a bunch of extra junk. So we kind of were talking amongst ourselves, wouldn't it be cool to make a web search engine that just listed automotive related things? So it kind of grew. We do automotive, trucks, motorcycles, but we look at every site that comes through there and check the content and stuff to make sure that it applies. So when you do a search and we match you with the site, we're hoping that we get you something pertinent to what you're looking for.
Just logging on to AutoGeek.com, you've got some really interesting things that caught my eye right here on the homepage, including a free windshield repair kit from some folks. What's the story behind the story on this one, Ken?
Yeah, Pit Stop International, it's one of the sponsors of our website, and they came up with this new product for repairing little nicks and cracks that you have in your windshield, and they just wanted to kind of get it out there in people's hands to give it a try. So, you just pay for shipping and handling. It's kind of one of those special benefits of checking out the AutoGeek website. You get to find out about special offers along these lines.
That's wonderful. And of course, when you visit the AutoGeek website, you have an opportunity to sign up and become a member. Tell our listeners around North America, what are some of the benefits of an AutoGeek.com membership?
Well, some of the benefits of being a member is as specials come up, like the free windshield repair kit, or some of our other sponsors will have specials on their products that they offer and stuff, we can get that information out to you right away. It just takes, maybe 30 seconds to sign up to become a member. We just get your name, where you're coming from, what state, what country, and your email address. And we don't ever give that email address out to anyone. We protect it, and we just send you the stuff that's we feel is real important for the auto geeks out there.
And you've got a lot of really cool offers here as well. Including, I didn't know about this particular site. I'll have to check it out. It's called rentacarnow.com. I understand it's a good site to find a great deal on a rental car. Tell us about that, Ken.
Yeah, that's right. It's, no matter where you're traveling, you can go to this website. You can type in the location, type in what type of vehicle you're looking for, and it'll hook you up with some real good prices on different auto rental places in that city.
Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. Let's go to Barry in Iowa, listening on KXEL News Talk 1540. Barry, thanks so much for dialing us up. How you doing?
Real good, Bob.
Well, what do you think here? What was the Ferrari that the Magnum PI drove? And this is the largest volume Ferrari of all time, the best-selling one of all time.
I want to say it was called the F40.
Ooh, wow. A very good guess, because in the previous hour, we were talking about the reunion of the F40, which is going to be happening at the Concorso Italiano. But unfortunately, a little bit off on that one. Have you ever checked out Ken's website, AutoGeek.com?
Yes.
He's got some...
I've got a 67 Mustang, the Eternal Project car that sits in the garage.
Oh,
a few things on there.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Tell us a little bit more about the Mustang. What's the color scheme? What are you trying to...
It's red. Needs a new paint job.
Very good. Well, don't be a stranger. Definitely call us again. And thanks so much for listening there on News Talk 1540. So we'll keep the question out there. And it's I think, a rather simple one, but maybe not so for some folks. Magnum PI drove this famous red Ferrari throughout the series. This particular Ferrari was around for a lot of years, I believe from 1975 to 1988. Had a little engine change along the way. What is it? 800-259-9231. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
I'm on the road again, but I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out. on the road again. I'm on the road again.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
You bet. Welcome back, everybody. Everybody listening in Pittsburgh right now, WPYT AM 660, or out in Iowa, KXELN AM 1540. We would love for you guys to chime in, or anybody in Lake Shasta, California. Come on in, come on board, say hello to Ken's Vocal, the man behind a whole slew of websites, AutoGeek.com, CycleGeek.net, TrikeTruckGeek.com. We'll get a trivia question. the most popular Ferrari of all time. The Magnum PI TV show featured this Ferrari. It was introduced for model year 1975 and went through a little bit of an engine change along the way, but with an eight-cylinder Ferrari, I'll give you that hint. What was that Ferrari that Magnum PI drove? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. One thing that Ken's Vocal always has on AutoGeek.com are contests, including one that's become world famous. It's Play That Vehicle. Let's check out the latest one here. What do you got going on, Ken? Let's see what you got here.
Yeah, we've got just kind of the idea behind Name That Vehicle is we take a picture of a famous car and say we're talking about the Magnum PI car, for instance, and we scramble that picture up, and just every couple of days we reveal a new chunk of the car. First person that emails in the correct make, model, and year of that car wins some real cool prizes. And like this month we have a great car care kit from our friends at AutoGeek.net, about $100 value there. So
wow,
it pays to check out the AutoGeek site.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the latest updated, just days ago you updated this one on July 9th, clue number 5, and it's still a little bit difficult to decipher. Everybody should check that one out. Also, you've got lots of great advice for people, lots of experts providing different types of advice and updates, and I love, of course, your new product section. You've got some really cool products there. Tell our folks about that.
Yeah, it's a section of our site where a lot of our sponsors or people that are out in the automotive world have new products. And a lot of times, you know, when a new product, you especially know this, Bob, they go out to SEMA and they introduce that new product, and then it works its way out to the consumer level. But with the AutoGeek, we have a connection right there to some of the manufacturers, and they'll post products, brand new products that are just released on our website with lots of good information, links over their website where you can get more specifics about that product and information on ordering them. So, you know, things pop up on there all the time, car care, car repair parts, videos, just about everything you can imagine, and it kind of gives you that inside track to finding the new products.
And, of course, if you want to buy a new vehicle or buy or sell a Harley, you can help folks out there, some great used car listings, as well as this collaboration that you have going on with HD Trader to do with Harley-Davidson's. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, it's one of those things when we started early on about 6 or 7 years ago, it was just getting too hard to manage everyone that wanted to sell their vehicle, sell their motorcycle. So we made a couple partnerships. One of them was with HD Trader, and they have a slew of websites and connections all throughout the United States and Canada, where if someone's looking to sell a specific Harley-Davidson or Harley-Davidson parts, they list them on this website, and you can just click through straight from the AutoGeek website and, you know, look at it as part of our content here. You know, if you're looking for a motorcycle, looking for parts for your motorcycle, that's the place to check out. And the same thing with the antique cars and the specialty cars. We have a partnership with a website called oldrides.com. And they have something like 2,000 cars listed from coast to coast. And you can search them out on our website, click through, get the information. Some real cool vehicles on there.
Absolutely. Lots of cool stuff up for sale just perusing some of these classic rides. And, of course, I know you love all things Jeep, and you've got a very special section here called Jeep Talk and, of course, Tech Talk, question and answers as well. What do you think about Jeep, the brand, and what do you think the direction that they should go now that they're under the control of Fiat and the various governmental agencies that own a piece? What changes do you think that we're going to see from Jeep, Ken?
Well, I kind of hope that we don't see too much changes. You know, the Jeep brand kind of steers the course that it's always had to be that rugged, you know, off-roading vehicle. I don't want to see it change too much. I'm kind of a classic Jeep guy.
Definitely. And you've got the events calendar, which lists all kinds of car shows from the small ones to the big ones in all areas of the country and just tons of pictures. What did you ever sit down? Have you recently, have you done a count of the number of pictures that you've got up from various Auto Geek members sending in photos from different events?
No, it's been quite a while. I know we were well over 10,000 photos last time we did a count on it, and that was before we split off. You know, we have a presence over on Facebook now, too, and we have a lot of pictures that get posted over there by people that are fans of our pages. And we've posted some of our photos out there, too. So we've got photos posted in multiple locations that we're sharing out there with the auto geeks of the world. So it's a large number. Let's just leave it at that.
And Ken, you're a fashionista. You've got your own line of T-shirts. Tell us about these auto geek T-shirts.
Yeah, that's something that we did a couple years ago with the artist from Zombie Hot Rodware. He came up with our own Auto Geek Girl logo and put that together for us. And we've got the shirts available. So, you know, when you're getting ready to head out to your cruise-ins, car club get-togethers and stuff, you've got to be sporting that Auto Geek wear. So, you know, check out the stuff on the site and let us know if we can get you a shirt.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231, the most popular Ferrari model of all time, was utilized by Magnum PI, a.k.a. Tom Selleck. Was around for a long time. At one time, I always wanted one of these. But now, after sitting in a couple, like, you know, of course, knowing me, I want something even more expensive than that. So, but you can get these for relatively short money when it comes to Ferraris. But there isn't much in the realm of short money when it comes to Ferraris. So you're still going to pay quite a bit for it. But this is the most popular Ferrari of all time. What is it? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Tell us about some of the contributors that you have to the site, Ken. You've got a gentleman I know that contributes in the motorsports realm.
Yeah, Steve Nunstrom, who is from out in California, is, does some updates on our site over on the NASCAR side of the world. We have a couple guys this weekend that are up in Chicago, and hopefully they're going to bring back a slew of pictures that we can post from the big race going on there. And then, you know, any of the auto geeks out there that want to write articles, want to do some reporting from any shows that you're going to, any races that you're going to, that's kind of the thing we're looking to really expand on as we head into the fall, is bringing on some new contributors to the website.
Very good. We'll hold that thought. We'll have more with Ken Zolkel from AutoGeek.com. Around the bend, we're still hoping to hear from Rich Christensen. He's the host of Pinks. I'm Bob Long.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2050 or visit classicresto.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes,
yes. My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We're hoping to hook up with Rich Christensen from Pink's, but if not, we'll shoot for a couple of weeks down the line. I know he's out there in the wilds of a remote area of the country and maybe having some cell phone difficulties. So we're going to continue here with Ken Zolkel, the man behind AutoGeek.com, CycleGeek.net, and TruckGeek.com. And also we will continue the telephone calls here on the trivia question, which is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, the Ferrari that Magnum P.I. drove during the TV series, the biggest selling Ferrari of all time, 800-259-9231. We'll finish up here quickly and then move on to Rich Christensen, who has joined us from Pink's. But meanwhile, we'll finish up here with Ken Zolkel from AutoGeek.com. So, Ken, tell all of our listeners across North America why they should become members of the ultimate motoring community.
Well, because I think everyone enjoys their cars. Some people have nice set up antique cars, race cars, antiques, everything. So it's kind of a place to come and share your love for your vehicles, your motorcycles, your cars, your trucks, and just kind of be part of that global community of auto enthusiasts.
Excellent. Ken, thank you so much for your time. We'll do this again real soon.
Thanks, Bob.
Excellent. Again, the trivia question out there, the most popular, best-selling Ferrari of all time, of course, made world famous in the Magnum P.I. television series. Now, it's my pleasure to welcome a good friend. Haven't talked to him in a while. He is the man, the creator behind what has become one of the most popular automotive programs on television in a long, long time, maybe ever. It's Pink's on Speed. It's my pleasure to welcome Rich Christensen. Rich, how you doing?
Bob, it's so good to talk to you again, man. Finally, right?
Absolutely. Well, you've been busy. You've been all over the place. That's what
I've
been.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so what's going on? What's the latest?
Well, the latest is I was not thrilled with last year's Pink's. I think that we tried a little different approach. We made it more of a little of a collaborative effort, and the network kind of came in, and I think there was just we just tried a grand experiment that didn't work, and our ratings dropped, and our spectators dropped, and our the show was not anything I even remotely liked. And this year I got control back. And I saw the rough cuts and the new season that comes out here on the 21st and 22nd or whatever it is, 22nd, 23rd, whatever it is. I'm telling you, Bob, it feels like that old Pink's again. Almost feels like the lose the race, lose your ride, because we're showing the stuff that seems to me like last year the Pink's All Out television show was literally, it was just a highlight reel of what was happening out there. Now it's about we got in there and started showing the stories of these 32 or 16 or, you know, racers that are going for that $10,000. So it's much more visceral, and it's where it needs to be for me. I love it. Love the show. I'm passionate again. I got my passion back for the show that I created, you know?
Absolutely. It's so hard. You know, I know you worked on this project for so long, worked, you know, you told me 20 years to really get where you've gotten, and, when you lose that creative control, it really it drives you nuts. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah, you could have stuck a pin in my eye, and that would have been more pleasurable than me losing control of the concept that I gave birth to and then having other people tell me how to do it. But here's what I've learned as I'm 46 years old, and I can still learn a few new tricks. So, Bob, here's what I learned, and someone pretty smart explained it to me. They go, look, you may have gave birth. And that's nothing's ever going to change that. But along the way in a life, there are those nurses or doctors or those school people, teachers that kind of really make a huge influence and can make your child even a better human being. So what I've learned is that, you know, some of the contributors to the Pink's process, I don't know everything. I just care probably more, a little bit more than they do, but they care too. And so now, I've really tried to look what worked in the past few years, really relished those ideas that came in and actually took it up a notch. But the fact that I feel like I have the last say, and you know, now that I have creative control again, I tell you, man, it is a pleasure to work with the network, with the production company, with Pullen and Speed. I'm having the best, Bob, I'm having the best time I've had in 5 years, and I think it shows on the screen because now it's that show. I hope it's that water cooler show people are talking about like it was in the old days. And if not, you know, what I tell you, Bob, the day that I'm the joke in the room, I'm out. I'll do something else.
So, absolutely.
I hope it's good.
Oh, I know it's going to be good. I can feel the passion coming right through the airways. Rich Christensen is with us. He's the creator, the man behind Pink's. He's the man that drops the arms. You know him well from Speed TV, and if you would like to say hello, we can accommodate you at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So again, tell us about some of the changes that we can expect for the new season, and also about some of the other events that you're going to be doing, I'm sure, around the country as well.
Well, you know, we still have a lot of Pink's left to do, but the big change is this, Bob. You meant like last year's show, again, highlight reel. What you didn't see were these racers getting up in my grill. Okay, Pink's Lose the Race, Lose the Ride, that was an easy show to show drama because all I had to say was how many lengths you looking for, and it just exploded, right, because everybody's getting upset about this, that. That was in people racing for the titles of their cars. In Pink's All Out, it's a celebration. It's you know, it really is a celebration of the day. So the network took the kind of the road that it's just one big celebration, nothing really dramatic was being shown on the screen because everybody's so happy, which is true. But in the heat of battle, you get, you know, it doesn't matter how much you're celebrating the competition and what I tell those racers, be ambassadors to racing. Bob, when you're competing hard, just like two good football teams, there's going to be passion and some disagreements and some, we're showing that this year. We're showing that in spades this year. Where they've shied away from it in the past, they're showing it, and it's taken the show to the next level. Don't think that racers don't get up in my grill when they, you know, they're respectful, but they have a, we have a definite difference of opinion. If they don't think they jumped the arm drop, if they didn't think something was fair, if they think that I said something in a rules and, you know, and changed it later, you know, which I've been known to do because, you know, I make up the rules. The rules are, I make up the rules, and sometimes something happens, Bob, that I've never seen before, and I go, well, yeah, let's just handle it this way. Oh, my goodness. You know, the fireworks start.
Yeah.
This year we're showing it, where we didn't show it before. So it's really, man, I watched a rough cut the other day.
Yeah.
One of the episodes, I'm not going to say which one, took my breath away. The first 90 seconds, I was there, it was happening to me, and watching it on the screen, I got my finger in my mouth going, oh, man, and that was the first 90 seconds of the show. So I think we're going to have a real good season.
Excellent. And, of course, you have so many fans around the nation, and I'm sure so many people wanting to get on the show and wanting to compete. How do you deal with that these days?
Well, listen, let me give you a two-part answer. First of all, you're right. Even though our spectatorship is down, listen to this. In Norwalk, Ohio, and this was an article that was written in the paper. Someone forwarded it to me. When the registration for Pink's came on, they announced this is the date that you can register to be on the show. Apparently over 5,000 racers tried to get into 500 spots in less than 60 seconds. Now, not only did we blow the tracks computer, which we always do, we crashed their computer, it actually took out a portion of the city of Norwalk's internet and telephone service for an hour.
That's great.
So when we have cities like, but then we have other cities where it took, you know, 3 days. But to answer your question, what I'd love to do is what they did at Route 66. And that was, they did a lottery, Bob. They they gave you 3 days or 5 days to register. So they did have it, a few thousand registrations, and then they pure randomly picked, you know, so everybody had an equal chance. It was simply the luck of the draw, as opposed to the first to click on gets an entry, right? And that's what it's always been, first come, first serve, which I've never really liked. I've always wanted to try the lottery. Route 66 did it, so we're going to advise, if there is a 2011 season, we're going to advise the tracks to try to go with I'm going to advise them at least to try to go with a lottery system. So everybody has an equal chance. And also, I'm happy to report that our sponsors that we lost last year because the economy has come back already, and the show hasn't even aired yet. So it's been a good couple of weeks, Bob.
Fantastic. More with Rich Christensen straight ahead.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
It's one of the hottest muscle cars out there, and it's back for 2010. The new Camaro. Chevrolet's Ed Pieper tells us more.
One of the things that's really important is we didn't position this vehicle as a pony car. We positioned it as a 21st century sports car that can get 304 horsepower and 29 miles per gallon on the highway with the V6 engine. I think we've got what people want, and they're certainly voting for it with their pocketbook. We've had a lot of traditional folks buying the vehicle, but we are seeing more orders every week from more diverse folks. Folks who want a little more pizzazz in a coupe, I think that's really important. Plus, we've had all of the focus on Chevrolet with the new Transformers movie, and that's really helped kind of build this brand and its legacy a little bit further.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue, at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here. We're with Rich Christensen. He is a gentleman who created Pink's, and it's back. Season 4 premieres Wednesday, July 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and Rich has made some significant changes here for the new year, and he is so excited about it. And, boy, you can just feel it coming through the airways. Rich, tell us about some of the places that you're going to be filming for this season. Where are some of the venues?
Well, we've been to Palm Beach and Dallas and ZMAX, of course, and Charlotte. We've been to Maple Grove. We've been to Virginia. We've been to Chicago, Route 66. Finishing up this year, this weekend I head out for Topeka, then Denver. After that, Norwalk, going to Sonoma, Bristol, and Houston. And we're going to end up in Arizona as, you know, get late in the season because of the weather. But, yeah, man, I got to tell you, man, last year I might have been the most hated guy walking on my own show. Network hated my guts. My team hated my guts. The production company hated my guts. And this year, you know, everybody's getting along, Bob. So I hope all that good mojo is coming through. But, you know, the important thing is look, man, you know, you've known me long enough. If someone's going to come on and spend $25 to watch me do my thing, I'm going to give them 100%. Anybody around me, if they're not giving that 100%, yeah, I'm not a good guy to be around. I don't think it's right for me not to give the value to the spectator and to the person that comes out and actually wants to spend the day and spend some money. And so now I'm out there for 14 hours a day now. I arm drop every single car, and I talk to the crowd. The whole show this year, Bob, is that it's me talking to the crowd. I mean, it's I forget the cameras are even there. I'm putting on a show.
That's great.
For, you know, the folks that show up.
And I remember when you first started, you just had a few cameras, and then it just went crazy. What's your camera count now?
Bob, we went from about three home video cameras for the shifter cart first Pinks,
yeah,
and literally me begging guys to be on the show to now there's 85 crew members and 30 plus cameras.
Wow!
It's insane. But you know what? We don't take it for granted, and I'm not gonna, my work ethic doesn't slow down. I push it even harder, Bob, because, I mean, people can think that I'm just saying this because I have to say it. Two things. I'm not saying because I have to say it. I'm gonna give 100% whatever I do. It's just the way I came out of the womb. And secondly, what I hope people understand is Speed pays me a big check to show up and do what I do. I don't make a penny from a T-shirt being sold. I don't make a penny from a ticket being sold. I don't make a penny from a car being parked. I don't make a cent. Never have. From day one, Bob, I've never made a penny from the show being aired on TV, residuals. I don't get any of that stuff. I get paid. I'm a work for hire. They bought the concept from me. They pay me to go do the show, and that's it. So I'm out there working as hard as I work because I truly want to give a great performance so I don't let down myself, and I don't let down the racers, and I don't let down the spectators, and I don't let down the viewers. That's just the way it is, man.
Absolutely. And, of course, in addition to checking it out on Speed, you can also get it on iTunes and Hulu and MySpeed and all of the other cool places you can get
it. Hey,
right
Bob,
there.
Check it out. It is also, we're premiering on the 21st, right? But our regular night's the 22nd. Two brand new episodes because we're getting that new block on. Two new shows airing on Wednesday. They made us part of that, so get people excited. But my regular night's Thursday, so you can see a new episode on Wednesday and another new episode on Thursday. And that hasn't happened since we've done Pink's for 5 years. So two hours of Pink's, brand new Pink's, you know, this month. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's so cool. And I noticed you got some DVDs out of some previous seasons, too. That's
seriously?
Yeah, I've seen them around.
What? Are you serious?
I have seen them, yeah.
This is absolutely breaking news, and the first I've heard of it, because that's probably the third most requested thing in my email. Emails is, where can I get a DVD?
Really?
I did not even know that. And you know what? Shame on me for not asking. Bob, I'm just so focused, man. I'm trying to make this the best season possible. I mean, really, I just, you know, and you know how it is in Hollywood, man. You're only as good as your last show.
Exactly.
I wish I would have known that. And so, you always give me some new information, Bob. I love that about you, man.
Thank you. Always something new. Thank you. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If anybody out there has a question for Rich Christensen, we'd love to hear from you, or bob@ottawaradio.com. Getting a slew of emails, and people want to know about some of your all-time favorite episodes of Pink's. That's a really tough question, Rich.
No, not at all. Easiest question ever. My favorite episode, by far, was the New York one. It was the New York guys racing, and hot, sweaty night, guys screaming at each other, took 5 years off my life, I swear. And, you know, it was just my favorite episode. I look back at it. It's one of my favorite ones to watch. It was really tough being part of it, because I'm not kidding you. I thought the negotiations you see on TV take 1 or 2 minutes. Actually on the track, those were 25-minute screaming matches, each negotiation. Bob, seriously, I was worn to the bone after that episode, because those guys were so passionate about even a square inch. So to me, that's my favorite episode. And unfortunately, one of the guys that was on there passed away. He was a big key to the show, Adam. And so I have real fond memories seeing him in the show. And then my second one that brings back a lot of memories is the one that where I crashed my motorcycle. It's not my favorite, but it's the most memorable for two reasons. Because, you know, I tore myself up on that crash. No one knows how bad that was. But and then my dad was on there, and my dad passed away a couple years ago from cancer. So it's the only one I see him on the show, and so that's a very heartwarming moment. And a lot of happiness seeing my dad, and then a lot of pain watching that crash. So those two stick out for me, you know.
Of course, absolutely. Another question. This one comes from Adam. Adam is in California and wants to know about your favorite venue. What's your favorite track?
My favorite track by far, and good question, Adam, is because they're spectacular. I mean, I was just at hey Bob, you ever been to Route 66, the drag strip?
Oh,
been there?
Yeah.
Dude, is that insane, right?
Yeah.
But you can't compare anything to Charlotte, Z-Max. Why? Because there's four lanes of racing, which means this, Bob. If a car breaks in two lanes, you go right to the other two. It puts us on par as a sport with football or basketball, because we're not going to have those insane delays that you're going to have with oil downs at a two-lane track, right? And check this out, Bob.
Yeah.
We're shooting in Charlotte this year, right?
Okay.
All of a sudden, the clouds start rolling in. And I mean, there's a storm coming that in the back of the storm's 200 miles deep, right? There's no way we're getting through the show. I start jamming that second arm drop round, which is 3.5 hours, because I arm drop every single car. Bob, we throw four on the track. It's in four-lane qualifying arm drop. We got through those cars so fast that the literally the last four cars down the track started getting drips of water on their windshield. So when you watch that pink sell out this year, this season, no, it's a two-dayer because we had to come back on Sunday to finish it. And that track did exactly what it was supposed to do. Bad weather was coming, and we got to utilize all four lanes. And Bob, it's like they built Z-Max for Pink's. And then we were racing off all those cars the next day, four lanes. It was tremendous venue because it puts us on par with other action sports.
How's your cousin Kale doing these days?
Kale is off doing, he's big finance guy, off doing his thing. He's been traveling to Asia. He was busy this year, so he couldn't be on the show. But he's killing it doing what he does. And I'm so proud of him and happy for him. And if he's just watching from the sidelines, I'm sure just kind of rooting us on. So, you know, everything is really good. We have some new cast members with this, Willie B and then Clay Milliken.
Oh, wow. I know him well. He's such a cool guy.
Love the mill, and Clay joined us for the entire season this year. We had him as a special guest, like for four episodes last year. He's been except for one episode, his personal thing he had to take care of. But he's a full cast member this year.
Oh, that's great!
And so he can still connect with those racers. So we got great guys. I'm telling you, Bob, it's crazy. After 5 years, I'm having fun again.
That's wonderful. Oh,
and Bob, I'm not staying in Hotel Sixes anymore. Seriously, but the first year, me and Kale are splitting a Motel Six, sleeping in the same bed, right?
Right.
And now they actually get taken care of, man. So it's kind of a different gig. So it's fun. Fun like the old days again, and it's really I can't wait till the next show, which is a real good thing for an artist and a creator of a show.
Absolutely, and the addition of Clay as a regular, I think, is going to be a really great add for you because he's such a just a down to earth guy like yourself. I remember him telling me he was like a forklift operator before he started his racing career, and he remembers those days just like you remember your days when you were struggling, and I remember my days. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's really because that's kind of how Clay and I relate, and he's right there. He's had tremendous success, and now he's out there to help me find. We got 500 racers, Bob, Willie, and Clay, and Ken Herring from Pastime. Pastime's one of my shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Ken Herring's out there, so it's good, man. It's good.
That's it. Well, absolutely wonderful catching up with you, Rich. Thank you so much for your time. We'll do this again real soon.
All right, Bob. Thanks. Good talking to you, brother.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lai.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.